WTAW News Time is 6:05, 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. What has been the last 55 years as the Texas A&M Riverside campus is getting a $150 million makeover?
The focus will include robotics and unmanned aerial vehicles, advanced manufacturing, large-scale testing, smart power grids and water systems, and yes, of course, we're very interested in driverless and connected vehicles.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says they are recruiting private industries to develop their products.
This campus will help companies bridge the so-called Valley of Death, where those ideas wither from a lack of money or facilities to continue with prototypes and large-scale testing. Too many good ideas die somewhere between labs and the market, and we want to help you change that.
What will be rebranded as the RELIS campus, an acronym taking the first letter of each of the A&M core values, will also be involved in teaching 10 to 20,000 students. Yesterday's Bryan School Board workshop included hiring two new principals and making what could be the final adjustments to new school boundaries in the fall of 2017.
Next year's principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School is Bryan High Assistant Principal Justin Smith. Board President Doug Wallenberger among those praising the Bryan High graduate.
Well, I just have to say sometimes the only knock you can give against somebody is that you have to find somebody to replace the fine job they're doing somewhere else.
Next year's principal at Sam Houston Elementary is Susan Finch, who's from Lindale in East Texas. As for the new boundaries, consultant Don Hooper says changes reflect recommendations from those in charge of busing students. That includes moving the new Riverstone and Greenbrier subdivisions off 1179 from Bryan High to Rudder.
That way you'll have that entire neighborhood at the same high school and middle school. Now, even though currently there are no students where that little change was made, we do know that there's some townhouses about to be constructed there.
Two changes were made affecting Rayburn and Jane Long. One neighborhood's going to Rayburn, so buses won't have to stop and cross railroad tracks. And moving the boundary in the Memorial Forest subdivision from Rustling Oaks to Camelot means students will attend Long. East of the city, two groups of elementary students along FM 974 are moving from Navarro. An area west of FM 2776 is headed to Bonham, and an area starting at Wheelock Hall Road and Macy Road will go to Houston. Bryan School Board set to take final action on the new boundaries in 2 weeks. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Art and Myra Bright built the first home in the Raintree subdivision in 1978. Yesterday, the neighborhood park was renamed to honor them. Neil Sperry, one of Art's former students, says when people talk about Art and Myra, they always use the word together.
One of the things that some friends that we ate with last night said, they are God's servants working right here on earth among us. And that was really neat. The work that they did in Habitat together. Every time any discussion, it was about together.
You can hear the entire presentation online at WTAW.com. The 5th Annual BCS Salvation Army Doing the Most Good Banquet is the evening of May 6th at the Hilton. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says this year's guest speaker is sure to be a home run.
Our guest speaker this year, we're very excited to have him. He's from the Disney movie The Rookie. It's Jim Morris.
Okay.
Is what the movie was based off of.
Tickets are available by calling the Salvation Army at 979-361-0618. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 54 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is locked in over the region for the middle of the week. Gives us a much-needed chance to dry out. We'll have sunshine today. Highs will make their way up to 75 to 80 this afternoon. We're clear overnight with lows near 55. Sunny and warm tomorrow. High temperatures will be anywhere from 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be 55 to 60. It'll be sunny for Thursday, and highs once again will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Texas A&M Athletics 3rd Annual Building Championships Awards Gala was held last night. I'll let you know who won. Also, I got your baseball scores. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I guess a bunch of Aggies won, huh?
Indeed, they did.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that would probably make sense.
Yeah.
And, boy, driverless cars. Talk about that later on.
Becoming a thing, huh?
Well, maybe so. We'll see how that works out. Orlando police arrested two men after they crashed a stolen car. After the men stole the car, they were stopped temporarily by a fallen tree that blocked the road.
Bummer.
They got around it, but apparently didn't notice the fire truck that had been called to the scene, so they ran right into the fire truck, and they were arrested.
So you missed the tree, but you hit the thing that is, like, lit up and making sounds.
That's my thought.
Okay.
Their GPS must not have recalculated.
Well, it's that distracted driving.
Rerouting. Yeah.
You know, back in the day, when in the early on with we used to call it Martha because it had a, you know, female voice, and so Martha would tell us to go here and there. And it used to be a real problem for them to recalculate. I mean, it took them a while to do that. Now they pretty well figure out they've got an idiot behind the wheel, and they just tell you right away. But I finally got Martha, as I called it, to the ultimate point of frustration. I think after she had recalculated seven or eight times, she finally said, "There is a better route." I kind of felt like I was a winner. I shook my fist at it and went, "Yeah!
We're gonna have a great time together. We got a lot of
information."
Frustrating technology for years, right?
Yeah. See, I always think the GPS is the idiot.
Well,
no, that is not right.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, and if you have a sense of direction, oftentimes that's the case.
Didn't we figure out yesterday we have Bill Clinton to thank for putting GPS in?
Yeah.
All right.
Now we're talking about it. Yeah.
Years ago, the Texas Railroad Commission oversaw the operations of railroads. These days, the commission is left cleaning up the train wreck caused by Obama's energy policies. But Obama's not alone. 15-year career politician Wayne Christian is just as bad. Christian supports subsidizing green energy, leaving taxpayers on the hook, like Obama did in California with Solyndra. Wayne Christian and Barack Obama, wrong for Texas. There's a better choice for Texas Railroad Commissioner, Gary Gates. Gates is a business owner with a record of growing jobs. He understands the commission's role overseeing the oil and gas industry and knows private sector solutions work best. And Gates opposes Obama's regulations and says no subsidizing green energy. We don't need career politician Wayne Christian. The Railroad Commission needs a proven business owner, Gary Gates, not an Austin insider, not a career politician.
I'm Gary Gates, and I don't care about political correctness. I care about Texas. Political ad paid for by Gary Gates for Texas.
Good morning. It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Tuesday. Despite my program log saying Monday, okay, we'll try to start running the proper commercials here in just a minute. Okay, in the meantime, so it's Tuesday. It'd be 124th day of the year. We got 242 of them to go. It's National Teacher Day.
All right.
Teachers get a day. Would you try to be nice to your teacher today? I know.
They do
know.
So much.
Yeah. Two different color shoes day. I don't think I've ever done that. I mean.
Yeah, I can't say that I have either. Yeah,
I got a pair of shoes just like this at home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, except they're switched. Yeah. It's paranormal day. Hey, hey. Mm. All right. Garden meditation day.
So it's not garden day. No. Garden meditation
right.
day. Okay,
be
okay.
Be of the garden.
Okay, got
be
it.
Be with the tomatoes or whatever. But, I mean, yesterday was World Asthma Day or something, wasn't it? So, I don't know. Oh, no, today's World Asthma
oh.
Day.
Oh.
Whew, almost missed it.
Yeah. Congratulations to all of you who have asthma.
Yeah.
What I meant was, whew, almost missed it.
Yeah. Don't go in the, we're going to suggest maybe not going into the garden.
It could cause issues.
Yeah, all right. And it's also Lumpy Rug Day.
Lumpy Rug.
Isn't that every day?
I remember a guy named Lumpy Rug. No, I'm kidding. All right, we got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. There was a lot on there, I'm going to be honest. And I'm gonna give you just some of the more pertinent
all
ones.
All right, hitting
honestly.
The high spots.
Levi Johnston today is 26. That is the father of Bristol Palin's first child.
Oh, of course.
Rebecca Hall is 34. She was Johnny Depp's wife in Transcendence, and also she was in Iron Man 3. Mm-hmm. Country singer Eric Church is 39 today.
Still wearing his sunglasses.
Indeed he is.
Yeah.
The beautiful Christina Hendricks, 41 today. She's the redhead from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Christopher Cross, a guilty pleasure of mine. I'm going to be honest here.
Back in the day, I mean, everything he touched just turned to gold, as a matter of fact.
It's sad, but I really do enjoy the theme from Arthur.
Oh, okay. Well,
I will jam that.
Well, you know, and every time you hear the voice. And yeah. By the way, he had family who lived here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he really did. Yeah, he was like a cousin to some folks who lived here.
Awesome. He's 65 today.
Yeah. Very cool. Real name is Christopher Geppert, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Greg Gumbel, 70. Today.
Oh my.
Yeah, he's 70. I can't believe it. He's the Gumbel brother you don't see as much.
Nope.
I think. Frankie Valli is 82 today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four seasons.
Yeah, definitely. And then this guy, is it Ron Popeil?
Yeah.
Is that how you say
you
his
bet.
Name?
Absolutely.
Some of the greatest products out there. He's 81 today.
Yeah, Set It and Forget It, I think, is the last one he did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Set It and Forget It.
The first he had. He had one that was called, you know, this is something to go YouTube at some point when you got nothing else to do, called the Pocket Fisherman.
Pocket Fisherman.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a reel that folded up to the extent that you could stick it in your back pocket if you had really baggy pants.
Yeah.
But one of the great things that Ron Popeil did is he invented spray-on hair.
Yeah, he is the hair-in-a-can guy.
And we got some of that for Tom one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and what it would do is you sprayed it on.
Right.
And first, the problem is you're spraying it on yourself, which is probably not good. You ought to get somebody to do that.
Yeah.
But it actually would form little fibers.
Did it look more fuzzy than hairy?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it didn't look like a chia pet, but
okay.
I mean, it covered the bald spot.
Right.
My thought is that you probably couldn't comb it. You certainly couldn't wash it because it would just go away. It'd go down the sink. But I'm guessing, you know, if there was somebody who really needed to hide the bald spot and didn't have the hair to do that by rearranging, because we'll see that a lot.
Right.
You'd spray that stuff on there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, would have to match your hair color because that
well,
would work.
Well, there's that.
Be that little colorful growth there. But anyway, Tom.
If you sweated, would it melt?
That's what I was thinking, like in the Texas heat.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's something you could do in the summer.
But, you know, what's always so great, and there's probably a commercial for that too, but, you know, Ron Popeil, I think, was the first person, I mean, when they want to sell the convenience of their product, they try to show that you are at the end of, you know, you're at wit's end. You don't know what you're going to do. You know, if the pot boils over one more time, you're just going to go insane, but they've got the magic whatever to do it. And those shots are always in black and white, and then on comes the color to show the solution to the problem that is going to, you know, end your life as you know it.
There's got to be a better
exactly,
way.
Exactly, right. Yeah. And then, of course, he was the one who invented, but wait, there's more.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Right, for the first time since October of last year, Trump now tops Hillary Clinton in a head-to-head matchup. New survey of likely voters by Rasmussen Report shows that Trump has 41% of the vote, while Hillary only 39. Quote, Trump now has the support of 73% of Republicans, 77% of Democrats back Clinton, but Trump picks up 15% of Democrats, while just 8% of GOP voters prefer Clinton, given this matchup. The survey also found that 89% of GOP voters view Donald Trump as the likely party nominee. A new PPP poll also has good news for Trump in the all-important swing state of Ohio, where he is in a statistical dead heat with Hillary Clinton. So much for all the establishment's whining that Trump can't in any way ever beat Hillary.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, give mom, the mother of your children, give your mother-in-law the gift that is unique as they are. Now, Mother's Day is this weekend. I've been sending Sherry's Berries to the women in my life for years, and they love them. Hey, right now, get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or today only. You can double the berries for just $5 more, the best deal ever. Just go to Berries, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Put in my last name, Hannity. The only way to get this amazing deal, freshly dipped strawberries, $19.99, beautiful gift box, double the berries for $5 more. You can only get it by using my promo code Hannity when you go to Berries, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. My last name, Hannity. Once again, Berries.com. Click on the microphone. My last name, Hannity. Do it for all the mothers that do so much for you all year long. Your wife, mom, grandma, your mother-in-law, berries.com, my last name, Hannity.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Aeropostale is preparing to file for bankruptcy protection this week and close more than 100 stores as the teen apparel retailer contends with mounting losses and falling sales. Sources say the New York-based company will seek Chapter 11 protection in the next few days before May rent payments are due. Aeropostale operates about 800 stores. Financially strapped Atlantic City has scraped together enough money to make a $1.8 million bond payment, narrowly avoiding becoming the first New Jersey municipality to default on its debt in 78 years. The city's mayor has been fighting a proposed state takeover of the casino city's finances. Prospects for higher dividends at HSBC are dimming after Europe's biggest bank today reported a 14% drop in quarterly profit and flat capital reserves. Crude oil down 35 cents at $44.42 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. That's your money. Now
it's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
This is one of the coolest jobs ever. For that matter, it's probably the best company I've ever worked for. I'm surrounded by great people with a hustle and bustle all day. The cacophony of sound swirls around the place like the building that I work in is alive. Most, not all, but most radio stations I've worked at have been like that. Very exciting and fun. And it's all based on sound. The music wafts down the halls from different stations like the smell at a restaurant. A little sprinkle of Top 40, a little dash of Christian, a pinch of news. It's just perfect for an ADD dude like me. Because of what I do, I've become very sensitive to sounds. One of my very favorite in the world is my daughter's as she takes that one last long exhale just before she goes to sleep. It is the most peaceful sound in the world. I also like the dead quiet sound of living in the country, the getting ready to work very, very early. You know, the quiet, but not. With the good comes the bad, of course. As it turns out, the dragging your nails across a chalkboard is not the most annoying sound in the world, but it is in the top five. In fact, it's not even the most annoying sound you can make on a chalkboard. Scientists at Australia's University of Newcastle had people listen to sounds while getting an MRI and saw which sounds produced the strongest reaction in people's brains. For your sake, I will not be giving examples this time. Here are the five most annoying sounds. Number five, nails on a chalkboard. Number four, rubbing a ruler against a glass bottle. Number three, writing on the chalkboard. Number two, dragging a fork across a glass or a plate. Rubbing a knife against the glass bottle is the number one most annoying sound in the world, which kind of surprised me. You can thank me later for not sharing the sound effects on that one, though. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Yes, thank you so much. 625, a Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. All right, let's do some weather. Yesterday was just a great day if you had to be outside because that north wind kept it kind of comfortable. And we're going to have pretty much the same deal today, except we'll have sun. Today, sunny and 74. Again, the north winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. We'll cool down tonight to 54 again. So that's a pretty neat deal. On Wednesday, we'll be back up to probably about 80. And the winds will be northwesterly again. So this is really kind of an ideal situation. Winds are going to finally turn around to the south by the end of the week. But know that we've got, looks like a run all the way through Saturday with no mention of rain at all in the forecast. So we'll look forward to that. And again, if you're going to be outside or have to be outside, then that ought to work out pretty well. Right now, we're looking at a crescent moon out there, if you get a chance to see it between the clouds, and we have 53 degrees.
Howdy, this is Rich Cox with True Light Pools, where people matter. Are you frustrated with your current pool company? Do you want to be released from the burden of cleaning the pool yourself? Then it's time to upgrade to True Light Pools. Leave the pool cleaning and equipment repair to us, and you can enjoy your pool with your family. Call today to receive 45% off your first month of weekly pool cleanings. Call 777-8262 or visit truelightpools.com. We'll take excellent care of your pool because you matter.
If you'd like to look 10 years younger, there are four things you can do at home that will get the job done, according to one plastic surgeon. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4141. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4141. That's proflowers.com, secret code 4141.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
If you want to look younger, a top plastic surgeon recommends four things.
The first thing is you want to apply sunscreen every morning, at least an SPF of 30, okay? Because sun damage is the number one non-dietary cause of premature aging.
Plastic surgeon Dr. Anthony Yoon, author of the book The Age Fix.
The second thing is you want to apply an antioxidant serum to your skin every morning. The third thing that everybody needs to do is exfoliate your skin 2 to 3 times per week, once a week if you're real sensitive. And then the fourth thing, and maybe one of the most important really, is to apply an anti-aging cream every night. The prescription strength is called Retin-A, I'm sure you've heard of that, and that is scientifically proven to reverse aging, remove fine lines, and even reverse early pre-skin cancers.
Dr. Yoon says it's also important for everyone to wash their face before they go to bed.
During the day, our skin, especially the skin of our face, gets pelted with grime and dirt and sweat. And at night, our skin rejuvenates itself while we sleep. So it's extremely important to wash all that stuff off of your face.
And here's a tip. Don't spend a lot of money on moisturizers.
You can go to a department store and buy a fancy moisturizer that smells great for $200, or you can get one like Cetaphil at the drugstore for $6. And in the end, moisturizers kind of do the same thing. They just moisturize your skin. They're not anti-aging, so that's a great place to save money.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board had no opposition to what is expected to be the final tweaks to new school boundaries starting in the fall of 2017. That was brought up during a workshop yesterday, along with selecting two new principals.
Consultant Don Hooper, after meeting with the district's transportation office, says high school students in the new Riverstone and Greenbrier subdivisions will be at Rudder instead of Bryan High. In North Bryan, intermediate students from one neighborhood will move from Jane Long to Rayburn.
It prevented the transportation from crossing railroad tracks, which, as you well know, as tight as traffic is around here, and the state law requires every school bus to stop, whether you see a train coming for 100 miles away or not. That's just the law. You have to stop. Well, when that happens, then all that traffic is further impacted and backed up.
And in the Memorial Forest subdivision, moving the boundary from Rustling Oaks to Camelot means students will attend Long. East of the city, two groups of elementary students along FM 974 are moving from Navarro.
Various areas along that road changes for both sides of the road to be one school where the streets really don't go through. And that area west of Farm to Market 2776 changed from Navarro to Bonham. And the area starting at Wheelock Hall Road, part of the Macy Road from Navarro to Houston.
Final action on the new boundaries is expected in 2 weeks. Back to the workshop, the Bryan Board hired a new principal at Houston, Susan Finch from Lindale in East Texas. And the new principal at Rayburn's Bryan High assistant principal and Viking graduate Justin Smith, a favorite of board member Ruthie Waller.
Justin has touched so many kids' lives he was a good role model when he was growing up. He was a great coach for those kids at Bryan High. And as an assistant principal,
the board finished the workshop in executive session deliberating a complaint made against an unidentified administrator. No action was taken after meeting behind closed doors on the complaint, where no details were revealed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What was originally the Bryan Air Force Base, then taken over in 1962 by Texas A&M as the Riverside Campus, is getting a $150 million transformation by the A&M system. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says almost half the money is going into a center for infrastructure renewal to address the nation's failing roads, bridges, and pipelines.
We have to find better methods, better materials that will be cheaper and last longer if we're going to begin to catch up with the backlog of costly and sometimes dangerous infrastructure problems.
Sharp says the campus will eventually teach 10 to 20,000 students.
And more important, the Center for Infrastructure Renewal will train the industry professionals how best to use the discoveries coming from that site.
A&M's Board of Regents approved the center last week. It's supposed to be completed in December of next year. Sharp says 6 more new buildings will be added, while 32 others will be demolished. The airplane landing strips built when the campus was the Bryan Air Base during World War II will remain. About 10% of Union Pacific Railroad's budget for new construction and repairs this year in Texas will be in the Brazos Valley. UP reports $21 million will be spent between Navasota and Pinehurst to replace 42 miles of rail line. Another $22 million will be spent between Rockdale and San Antonio to replace more than 183,000 railroad ties and install more than 107 million pounds of rock ballast. Overall, UP plans to spend $513 million this year in Texas. It's official. Raintree Park is now Art and Myra Bright Park, renamed in honor of the first family to build a home in the Raintree subdivision. Art was a renowned math teacher and coach at A&M Consolidated High School. One of his former students and athletes, Neil Sperry, spoke at yesterday's ceremony.
In 100 years, if a newcomer asks who were Art and Myra when they come down the street and they see the sign,
our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren in a chorus will say, I know those people, I know their names, because great-grandpa Neil talked about them, and Tom and all the rest of us. God's people, they'll be loved here in this place and forever.
Art and Myra volunteered for many local organizations and helped bring Habitat for Humanity to the community. To hear the entire presentation and see pictures of the park, go online to WTAW.com. Tickets are still available for the 5th annual BCS Salvation Army Doing the Most Good Banquet. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says the event features guest speaker Jim Morris, the Major League Baseball player featured in the Disney movie The Rookie.
People coming out, having a good dinner, enjoying a good fellowship and listening to a good speaker, but more importantly, helping their neighbors out in need here in the community.
Call the Salvation Army at 979-361-0618 to purchase tickets for Friday's banquet at the Hilton. WTAW News Time is 635. It's 54 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 7th, it's tractor and ATV safety. Most landowners and their families use tractors and ATVs regularly, and they can be dangerous. This class will help you examine these vehicles and their use for safety and methods for safe operation. This week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You know, my dad always told me, be proud of where you're from. So when it was time to start my business, I looked no further than right here in the town where I grew up.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com helps local businesses by helping them find their next great employee.
I mean, the people who live here, they're my neighbors. I know them. I trust them.
At AggieLandHelpWanted.com, it's easier than ever to post your job and start getting applicants instantly.
You know, without my hometown, my business just wouldn't be the same. And I think it works both ways.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jops that work.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
They said they'd be here at 7:30. They were here at 7:30. Very good guys. Very, very efficient. They were in, they were out. They did their work. They cleaned up behind themselves. He told us everything they were going to do, what they needed to do, and the cost of it. They even helped us arrange financing, which was great because it was a costly job. We had a lot done. I would definitely recommend them to my family and friends. And I already have. My sister-in-law has already called them.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
Good morning, it's 638. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between Briarcrest and University, or you can shop them on wiltons.com. Here we go.
Partly to mostly sunny today, courtesy of high pressure locked in over the region. Temperatures anywhere from 75 to 80 through the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be near 55. We have a sunny day in the forecast for tomorrow, and it looks to be warm. Highs anywhere from 80 to 85 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear, 55 to 60. High pressure remains in place on Thursday. Lots of sun. Highs Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll let you know who won awards last night at the Texas A&M Athletics 3rd Annual Building Champions Awards Gala. Also, I got your MLB scores. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. That's us. Northerly winds, which will make it pretty nice all week long during the day, even though we're going to be up into the 80s. It'll be pleasant enough to be outside if you have to. And
it was almost chilly.
Well, you know, again, what, about 15? 52 or so right
yeah,
now.
And, yeah. But just, even yesterday, just, yep. you know, kind of walking around and going outside, it was a little,
yeah,
little cold.
The nice. Difference is we got, yeah, we have sun today. Yesterday was cloudy. It looked like it was going to rain all day, but it didn't, so that's nice. So before we get into all that other junk, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wants, and we already know who he is, don't we, for all the wrong reasons, wants the lawsuit filed against his office by fantasy sports site DraftKings moved to Travis County.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the first of the year, his office issued an opinion basically equating the fantasy sites like DraftKings and FanDuel to be illegal gambling. So FanDuel agreed to stop offering paid contests in Texas, but DraftKings fought back and they filed suit in Dallas County. So in a motion that was filed yesterday, the attorney general argued that the company's lawsuit should be moved from Dallas to Travis County, or that the Dallas County court should dismiss it for lack of jurisdiction. So we'll see.
Yeah, I got that coming up in sports a little bit.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that. I don't know.
Story stealer.
Yeah, really. So this is a deal where what, people put together fantasy football teams and play against one another and could win money. Is that how DraftKings and all that works?
Yeah, it's kind of it's a weekly thing. You don't have to do, you know, you don't. It's not like a normal fantasy football like league that you would be in where you would set up a team and you would play that throughout the entire season.
Okay.
You can do it week by week. And it's based on like a point buy system where you have a certain amount of quote unquote money and you buy your players and you set up your team and then you face somebody else. And if you win, then you win whatever the, you know, contested the
amount was that was involved. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the lawsuit apparently equates this to bass fishing and bull riding. Okay. All right.
Sounds like it, doesn't it? It's exactly the same.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Okay. See, and I, you know, look, I understand that fantasy sports is a really, really big deal.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that play.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just don't get it. I mean, let's watch the real game, okay?
Yeah.
You're going, oh, if I had this person on this team, how good would they be?
Right.
But it gives you incentive to watch other teams.
I will say it does do that. It keeps you more invested in the sport in general because you're not just watching your team.
Okay.
You care more about what goes on throughout the entire league.
Mm-hmm. See, which is very, very interesting, I think, because on the college level, for instance, I mean, most people give a rat's rear end about the other teams in the SEC. They just want to know what's going on at A&M.
Right.
Which I don't think is really the right way to look at it. I think you have to look at the whole thing because, obviously, teams that we don't think about, back in the day of the Southwest Conference, where we knew where all the schools were even, or could drive to them, it was a little bit different deal. But, I mean, it's a haul. It's a, hey, I think I'll go to a game in South Carolina or to Florida.
Right.
But, you know, those teams sometimes are quite good, and you need to follow what they're doing. And,
right.
And so it would seem like that would possibly work out. But nonetheless, okay, so, wow. We got to not talk politics for 3 or 4 minutes. It's just, you know, and I'm sure everybody gets that way. You just get a little burned out over it. And, and
you're not sick of hearing about all of this yet,
know.
Scott?
Wow.
Well,
what
hey,
are the
Ken
chances
Paxton
that?
Was in that one, so that's kind of political.
I don't know. We just, So here's the new survey. Let's see. Donald Trump, 54-20 over Ted Cruz in California. I mean, we're not even looking at Indiana, which happens, I guess, tonight. And John Kasich has 16%. But, you know, John thinks he's still going to win. Donald Trump criticized Hillary Clinton. Imagine that yesterday.
What?
Yeah, I know. Perhaps previewing what his attack line will be in the general election. During a rally in Carmel, Indiana, he said, emails, bad judgment, Iraq voted yes, bad judgment, Libya, bad judgment, all bad judgment. He said he, meaning Bernie Sanders, said she suffers from bad judgment. It's true. So I guess bad judgment is going to be what he'll be telling us about.
So is he agreeing with Bernie Sanders now?
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. So she made the comment, Hillary made the comment, I think, last week about hot sauce. How she always...
She carries it around with her,
that's
right?
What she, yeah, that's yeah. what we hear.
Well, I have a big bottle in the refrigerator in the break room.
Okay, but you don't really carry it
I
around
I do
with
not
you.
Carry it around okay. with me, no.
All right, so now, is it Tabasco or is it something else?
Mine is Frank's.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a hot sauce, not like a salsa or anything.
Yeah, that's the one with
well,
the old
like
lady who says I put that stuff on everything.
Exactly, yeah. And I do, and it's delicious.
What a great commercial,
everything.
Too.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's a good campaign. Well, it's yeah, I know. The thing is, though, really, you're a little young to be doing that. You have to be old like me to have to put hot sauce on everything to taste it. Or are you just that way? Can you really take hot stuff?
No, I don't like really spicy stuff. Like, mine is just the original. It's not the extra hot or anything. But no, I think I eat pretty healthy, which means I eat pretty blandly sometimes.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to have a little extra taste on certain things that I eat.
Well, so TMZ reports one of her minions ordered a huge shipment from the Hot Sauce Boss.
Okay.
Bottles of spicy honey, guava mango coconut, and spicy Kush lime will soon be arriving. See, I don't know that I like flavored hot. Now, I kind of like,
good old traditional. That's,
Well, like buffalo wing sauce, traditional buffalo wing sauce, that can really add a whole lot of flavor to some things. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you eat a lot of chicken, chicken obviously needs some sort of flavor enhancement generally. And so by doing that, then that's an easy fix when it comes to that. But I was last time I went to the grocery store-atorium and was looking for a particular kind of barbecue sauce, I was just gobsmacked by the number of different kinds of barbecue sauce and hot sauces there are now.
The condiment aisle in general is so overwhelming.
It is. It really is. It used to be a lot easier. And then, they want to extend the brand. I get that.
Right.
I mean, that makes sense. And so you take something like Tabasco, and they wanted to get into other stuff, and they have. And, of course, Sriracha or whatever it's called, that stuff is on everything.
Yeah.
And I could see, doing that and putting in mayonnaise to spice things up.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, there you are.
So, all Scott, you mean to tell me you don't walk around with a briefcase full of different kinds of barbecue sauces?
I don't do that. I have one, and I can't get it here in town, which I hate. So, I'm going to have to.
Well, and I was going to say, in where we live, there's usually hot sauce on the table at every restaurant.
Excellent
so you point. don't necessarily need to bring your own, because they're going to have something. Or you can at least ask for something, and they'll have it in the back.
Well, what's interesting, though, to go back to Sriracha, that stuff has been on tables for years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's not very expensive, itself. And that's probably why they went ahead and decided to put it on everything, because that way they sell that flavor, and their sales have probably gone through the roof. Because it's like one little guy who sits in a shop somewhere in California, No, but he does. He has one farmer that grows all his peppers.
Wow.
And they opened up a new plant in California, I think about 2 years ago, and people just raised hell over it because, this stuff goes out into the air. I mean, it becomes basically vaporized, and I could see where that could be a little bit bothersome for
folks. Oh, yeah, walking around, your eyes are burning, and your
you're
nose
sensitive
is...
sensitive to that. There you go.
How did you get all those green tops?
Yeah.
Is what I
wanna
know. We know College Station and the Brazos Valley. You've trusted us with your well-being and health. That's why we're excited about our new name, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. It represents two nationally recognized leaders in healthcare, joining forces to strengthen the diagnostic and treatment services you've come to expect from us. Now, as a part of the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, we offer a wider network of medical expertise and resources. What does this mean to you and your family? The same physicians and healthcare professionals you know and trust, offering an enhanced ability to provide compassionate, patient-centered care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life. For more information, visit collegestation.sw.org. That's collegestation.sw.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 7th, it's tractor and ATV safety. Most landowners and their families use tractors and ATVs regularly, and they can be dangerous. This class will help you examine these vehicles and their use for safety and methods for safe operation this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Well, let me see. Neil doesn't want to load up. Huh. Ah, all right, here we go.
Most of us who grew up here in Texas can remember those long summer days. No breeze, no clouds, in our case, not even an air conditioner. I go back that far. College profs at Texas A&M just weren't paid all that well back in those days. Water gardens cheer summer landscapes, and I would have loved to have had a water garden as a young gardener. I'll be back with details right after this message. We have the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening in our office and ready to send to you. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I will extend the sale price. The price of the first printing, just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Now remember, it is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. I chose not to go those directions, and it's not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, last published in 1991. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book you always needed. Every book goes out signed. 1-800-752-4769, Neil Sperry. Back when I was a kid, we looked for every possible way to cool our lives during June, July, and August, and one of the best ways was to work in the garden out under the large white-fruiting mulberry tree. It wasn't long until the mind turned toward thoughts of water. How could this 14-year-old youngster with a growing interest in horticulture bring water to his family's landscape? And then the idea hit me, a backyard water garden complete with all the lovely bog plants my botanist dad had shown me in our travels across southeast Texas. Unfortunately, I never finished that water garden, really never even got it started. Those dreams are still alive, and this could be a year that maybe I'll put a water garden in. I do have fountains that bubble all summer long, and that alone is very nice. As we set out to develop our water garden, we're going to look first at the possible locations. It needs to be visible, preferably in an area of entertainment and relaxation. Water gardens are usually comfortable and informal, meant for gazing and meditating. They're better, for example, alongside a garden bench than near a high-speed street or highway. Water features need to look like they belong in the landscape. Water needs to be natural, not contrived. It should nestle in among shrubs or trees, like a pool in a meadow. It should be in scale with its surroundings. The pool needs to be in a sunny spot, but one where leaves and debris won't constantly fall into it. The water should be still. If you have fountains or waterfalls, keep the plants well away from them. You can either choose one of the many preformed fiberglass pools, or you can form your own in any design using heavy, that's 20 mil or heavier, black PVC as a liner. The depths will vary depending on the types of plants you're trying to grow, but many plants do best in water 14 to 18 inches deep. You can include ledges to support plants around the edges of the pool, or you can use bricks or concrete blocks under the plant's submerged containers. You want to include an interesting collection of plants. One single specimen water lily may be adequate for a small and simple pool, or you may want to include several different kinds of unrelated bog plants for a more natural woodsy effect. You can even introduce lovely fish like koi to your waterscape. Water gardens are a great deal of fun. Consider all your options. Let your mind wander. See what other people have done. Talk to the water gardening specialists. There are some great ones out there, and there's a lot of information online. I'm Neil Sperry. Ferns will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas, a great topic for the summertime. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. The Texas A&M Athletics' third annual Building Champions Award Gala was held in the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field last night, where a number of Aggie athletes took home awards for various academic, service, leadership, and athletic endeavors. Here's Senior Associate Director of Athletics, Raymond Harrison.
First of all, one of the things I want to do for all of our student athletes, one of the things the committee wanted to do, they've been working very hard since September putting this together. But one of the things they wanted to make sure was that we did the best thing that we could do to honor you guys.
Among the recipients were Carly Mueller, who received the President's Distinguished Letterman's Award. Texas A&M's Athletes of the Year honors were also awarded last night.
And the BCA goes to Alex Caruso, men's basketball.
And the BCA goes to
Shamir Little from Women's Track.
Alex Caruso and Shamir Little claim the titles. This award is presented to the top male and female student athletes based upon athletic excellence and team leadership. In Major League Baseball,
big over-the-top wind in the pitch and a high drive by Mazzara to deep center field. Pilar going back, still going at the wall. He leaps. It is history. A home run for Nomar Mazzara just to the left of dead center. He gives the Rangers a 2-1 lead.
Nomar Mazzara hit a tie-breaking homer in the eighth inning as the Texas Rangers beat Toronto 2-1 last night, the Rangers' fifth win in their last six. Tony Barnett got the win in relief while Sean Tolleson got his ninth save. Named the American League's top rookie in the month of April earlier Monday, Mazzara broke a 1-1 tie with a shot to center off Gavin Floyd. In Houston,
and the 1-1 ground ball is short. This will be gloved by Escobar. Sets, throws him out, and this one is over. And Jose Berríos is a big league winner. Twins win game one of this series, knocking off the Astros 6-2.
Dallas Keuchel's 17-game home winning streak has come to an end with the Minnesota Twins last night downing the Houston Astros 6-2. Keuchel allowed 5 runs over 4 1/3 innings, falling 2-4. Brian Dozier had 3 hits for the Twins. In San Antonio,
on the floor, the Thunder win it! Ibaka grabs the loose ball, OKC 98, the Spurs 97.
The NBA playoff series between the San Antonio Spurs and Oklahoma City is knotted up at a game apiece after the Thunder took game 2 last night, 98-97. The Spurs had a shot at the end but failed to score on a wild sequence of play in the final seconds. Spurs skip Greg Popovich didn't seem too happy with the call.
Comment on the last play, the last series there, the sequence.
What exactly would you like me to comment on?
Did you think there should have been a whistle?
Something certainly happened on the sideline, I thought.
LaMarcus Aldridge had 41 points in the loss, while San Antonio shot 43% as a team on the night. Game 3 is Friday at Oklahoma City. In the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins own a 2-1 lead over Washington in their NHL second-round series after the Pens held off the Capitals 3-2. Patrick Hornqvist and Tom Kuhnhackl scored a minute apart in the opening period before Carl Hagelin made it 3-0 late in the second. Matt Murray handled 47 shots and was perfect until Alex Ovechkin ended the shutout bid 8 minutes into the third period. In golf, Brian Stewart earned his first PGA Tour victory by beating Jamie Lovemark on the second playoff hole at the waterlogged Zurich Classic. Stewart was 15 under through regulation that was cut from 72 to 54 holes because of wet weather. He never bogeyed a hole throughout the tournament. And in Austin, Texas's Attorney General's office has answered a lawsuit filed by DraftKings, arguing that the online daily fantasy sports site is improperly challenging its authority on the issue. Attorney General Ken Paxton announced Monday that his office has asked for the dismissal of a suit DraftKings recently filed in Dallas County, barring that Paxton's office wanted the case moved to Travis County, which includes Austin. In January, Paxton issued a non-binding opinion that paid online daily fantasy sports contests violate Texas law. The daily fantasy sports site FanDuel reached a settlement requiring it to stop accepting paid entries for cash prizes in Texas beginning Monday. But DraftKings instead asked a Dallas County court for a declaratory judgment clarifying its legal situation in Texas. That prompted the response from Paxton's office. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Brad Mitchell.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Are you ready to put your experience in construction, welding, or health sciences to work teaching the next generation of skilled workers? If so, Bryan ISD is a full-time teaching position ready for you. A college degree is not required, but if you have more than 3 years of full-time, wage-earning experience in welding, construction, or health sciences, then come take a look at teaching. Bryan ISD offers great benefits, a no-copay health center, and a stable retirement plan from the state of Texas. Teach the future at Bryan ISD. Apply online at bryanisd.org.
Be a part of the first ever St. Thomas Aquinas Reach One 5K Walk and Run on Saturday, May 21st, beginning at 7:30 a.m. There will also be a Race the Priest Children's 1 Mile Run for those 12 years and under. Visit stabcs.org for more information and entry form. Do so before May 12th to ensure entry and t-shirt. All proceeds from the Reach One 5K Walk and Run are directed towards the evangelization activities Each One Reach One at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Go to stabcs.org for this May 21st 5K Walk and Run.
Weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give a call at 268-